gather round. I'm glad everybody came out tonight. As we stand on our neighborhood corner, know that this fire that's burning represents the passion you have. Listen. I recognize all of you. Every creed and color. With that being said,
We had!
Say what?
Now beat that.
Oh, yeah!
Now what we want you all to do is sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. And if you dig it, let me hear your finger snap, y'all.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Okay, I'll reload it.
From the sports bars to the stands, we are the voice of the fans. You are now plugged in to your sports mixtape. This is the Section 357 show, and we are presenting to you the Ball Street Journal with your Ball Street Journal reporters, Big Shot Ron and myself, Floyd. Ron, how you doing?
We have an all-star in the building with us today. Not Anthony Davis or Chris Paul or Kevin Durant, but he was the MVP of the All-Star game. Sir Foster of the Atlanta Hawks in the building with us to talk about music, where it's taking him, where he's going with it, and his performance at the All-Star game, which was so intriguing. We had to have him on. So before we bring him into the conversation, Floyd, how are you doing? And bring Mr. Foster in.
Ron, I'm feeling good, feeling great, man. Always a pleasure and a privilege to have this conversation with you all and to share that with our fans. Find us on Twitter at Section 357, as well as on Podomatic, on Stitcher, on iTunes, and all those places online. Just do a simple search for the Section 357 show. With that being said, though, welcome to the show, NBA organist, musician extraordinaire, Sir Foster. How you doing, man?
Thank y'all. How y'all doing? Floyd and Ron, what's going on?
Feeling good, man. Feeling great. Happy to have you on. Let's start at the beginning, because I think a lot of people will be very interested to know how you got to be the organist for the Atlanta Hawks. So take us through that process and how you got to be in that position.
Yeah, it's a really funny story, actually. I was surfing on Craigslist, and the Hawks had listed this job on Craigslist. And, you know, I guess that was just my lucky day to really be on Craigslist that day. So I just, you know, I said, hey, I'll apply for it later. And something just told me, no, you should apply for it now. So I just did it. And they called me in for the interview. And then, you know, I played a preseason game. And then we just went from there.
Sir, I'm a big NBA fan. So, of course, I was all in for the All-Star game. And I'm watching the game, you know, All-Star game. It's not a serious event, so, you know, you kind of end up catching other things. And I heard the music in the background. I'm like, wait, I recognize that record. That's an Outkast record. Or, wait, I recognize that record. That's a Cash Money record. So, I guess take as far as your musical training to get to the point that you're playing hip-hop.
Well, you know, I started playing the lady at church. Her name was Miss Johnson. That's who taught me. That's who gave me my initial piano lesson. So the first public place that I really played was church. And so I had to develop my skills of playing by ear and, you know, just trying to hear things and just trying to emulate what you hear. Then, you know, hip-hop is the first music that I really, really, really gravitated to. It's the first music that made me really want to be in entertainment. So, you know, as far as me playing the hip-hop songs, to me, it's just playing the music that I listen to. You know, if I was at the game, what would I want to hear? And that's the way I look at it.
Now, Sir Foster, the funny thing is, as I was listening to the All-Star Game broadcast, I'm here in Atlanta, and I've been to several Hawks games over the past few years. And I said to myself, you know what? The Hawks organ player plays a lot of other hip-hop just like that guy does on TV. And it wasn't until, you know, it wasn't until I started to check Twitter before I realized, oh, that's the Hawks organ player. So I was happy to see my Hawks have some strong representation. And a lot of people, you know, as an acknowledgement, voted you as the Kia NBA All-Star MVP. But to take it back to your musical start and maybe what you're doing outside of your role as the Hawks organist, are you involved in music beyond that? Are you actively working with artists? Are you producing music? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing outside of your actual role for the Hawks.
Well, there's a couple things. You know, first of all, it felt good that people wanted to vote me as the MVP. That felt really great. And I want to say thank you to everybody who really enjoyed what I did that day. Because, you know, I can't say thank you enough. That made me feel really great. You know, and I'm proud to represent the Hawks organization as much as I can. And, you know, always portray them in a positive light. I think we have a really good thing going on here. You know, as far as music outside of the Hawks, I mean, this is what I do. This is it for me. So I'm always in the studio. Right now I'm working on a record that I want to put out for myself. I just think it's, you know, I've had a lot of music bottled up inside for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time to do it. But in addition to that, I really want to get into writing for other people. You know, I've always been a songwriter and a producer, and I've always kind of, I don't want to say, I guess you could say it's been a serious hobby, but now I really want to, you know, turn that corner and make it into the next phase of my career and really transition into that. So, you know, my musical goals are big. I would like to tap into everything. You know, one of my role models is Quincy Jones, because I think that Quincy Jones is one of the best producers in every genre. You know, when music changes, it goes through a really big, a really small change every 5 years. Well, really, really big changes every 5 years, depending on which genre you're looking at. It can go through really huge changes every 5 years. And Quincy Jones stayed relevant for about 50 years and produced his biggest albums in his 50s. So, you know, he did movie scores, TV shows, he did pop, he did jazz, he did every different genre of music. And to be that successful and that well-versed in that many different areas is something that I would aspire to do.
This is the Section 357 show. We're talking with all-star Sir Foster. Sir, when you get that call or email and they say, hey, we want you to come play at the All-Star Game, talk about what that moment is like, and then talk about what it was like actually just being there. You're walking around with LeBron and the Durant of the world. Talk us from the moment where you get the call or get the notice that they want you to come to just being in New Orleans, being amongst the stars.
Well, when I first got the call, you know, I was talking to the guys and I just told them, you know, I would love to do it. I'd be more than willing to do it. At that point, you're really trying not to think about it too much. You just want to handle the business, say, okay, yeah, I'll definitely do it. You know, shoot me the information. I look forward to being there. And you don't want the moment to overwhelm you. So, you know, at first, the next step is just making sure you're prepared. You know, you continue to work hard and then make sure that you can get there on time. Now, once you get there, you do want to take some time to soak it all in, to, you know, to really enjoy yourself. And so you have to find the work-play balance. All-Star is an incredible experience. First of all, it was in New Orleans. It was a great city. The people there were amazing. My hotel was on the corner of Bourbon and Canal Street, so I had fun. it was a great experience for me. And, I mean, it's crazy because you're at rehearsal. I stepped backstage for something. I think I went to the bathroom. I'm coming out of there, and I'm headed back up to where I was, and I bumped into Nelly and who else did I bump into? Nelly and Busta. Like, I literally walked right beside these people. Like, oh, my God, that's Busta. Like, you don't want to act starstruck, but, like, that's Busta, you know? So it was definitely a great experience for me. And, I mean, there are not words to say. It was an amazing experience.
Now, Sir Foster, with that being said, you know, me and Ron were talking prior to the show, and we were wondering, because of your location here in Atlanta, and because the hip-hop industry has grown leaps and bounds here in Atlanta, have you had a chance to reach out to some of the local music artists and maybe develop some relationships, maybe work with them in the future?
I've done some. There's always networking. The flip side to this equation is that, you know, I do stay pretty busy doing live events as well. So maybe I would like to do more studio work. You know, that's something I want to do more of. But I have been in the studio with some people, and it's been pretty cool. You know, I've had good experiences overall here in Atlanta, so it's been good for me.
Sir, you talk about Quincy Jones and the different genres of music. We're a sports show, but we talk music and hip-hop constantly on and off air. So who are sort of your musical influence? Obviously, you know, raised in the church is where you kind of got to start there, but, you know, a playlist or album, something that really kind of, you know, inspired you as you grew into music. What were some of the things, you know, you talked about Quincy Jones. What's the other artists or certain albums that really did it for you?
That list is long. I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. I will tell you, when I was a little kid, my auntie used to always play Prince for me. So Prince is a huge, huge, huge influence. Jimi Hendrix is a huge influence. When I first discovered him, I felt like I discovered life. Felt like I discovered myself. So he's a huge influence. Just hip-hop in general, Puff Daddy was actually a really big influence on me. Let's see who else. Dr. Dre was a huge influence. As far as just musicality itself, as far as my playing, I've never really been inspired by one piano player in particular. I'm more inspired about the style that I hear when I go out. Like if I go check out an open mic night or, you know, something, what are those keyboard players doing? What is the sound of the area that I'm in? How do those keyboard players do it? You know, if I'm at church or something and I hear a guy do something, I look up YouTube videos and see stuff. So it's just kind of like whatever's going on now, that's where I draw influence from. But, you know, Prince, Hendrix, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, Jay-Z, you know, all of them definitely were huge influences on me.
Sir, going back to the actual sporting part of your role here as far as the organist for the Atlanta Hawks, you got a chance to watch the Atlanta Hawks up close and personal, as well as a lot of other teams up close and personal for the past few years. What's your impression of how the team has been able to succeed, or I guess stay relevant, despite the loss of Joe Johnson a couple seasons ago, as well as Josh Smith?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, I think that I have to give some credit to the Atlanta fans. I think we have to be very honest with ourselves and say that professional sports is a superstar-driven business. And if you really break it down, like, the Atlanta Hawks don't really have superstars. Now, we have great players. You know, certainly Al Horford is a great all-star player. And, you know, before he got injured, he was playing well. Paul Millsap actually was an all-star. He's been playing great. He's having a terrific season. We have great players. But we don't have players that are necessarily in the national spotlight all the time. I think I've seen one Al Horford commercial, maybe two. So our fans still support the team, even though we are in a superstar-driven business and we don't have superstars. And I think that says something about the fans. I think that says they're supporting the team not because you see this face on TV every day, but because they love the team. So, you know, I think that's the biggest, that's the first thing, you know, the first place that we have to start. And the second place is that, you know, I'm proud of our guys when you consider that we've had a lot of injuries this year, and we're still competing for that eighth playoff spot, and this is the first year of having a new coach, and this is the first year of losing Josh Smith. Like, you have a lot of factors that would signal this is a rebuilding year, but yeah, our guys are still competing for a playoff spot. So it says something about the hard work, the dedication, and the heart of this team. You know, we had some very quality wins in January, early January. We beat the Rockets at home. You know, teams like that. We've had some really good wins. So the key to staying relevant is having a dedicated fan base and winning. You know, we've been in the playoffs every year that I've been a part of the Hawks organization. And, you know, we're competing for that eighth playoff spot now. So we have consistently been a playoff team, and I think people respond to that.
Sir, we'll get you one last question. But before we do that, give the people all your social media information, how they can contact you, listen to maybe some of your stuff. Go ahead and shoot that out there to the people.
Yes, absolutely. My website will be up soon, but you can find out about my website by following me on Twitter at @Sir_Foster and on Instagram at @Sir_Foster. Basically, everything that I Instagram is tweeted, but follow me on both of those because I put videos up, you know, showing studio sessions and things of that nature. You know, all kinds of pictures of me and stories about me and the players. I'm going to be doing a sports blog really soon. And I'll be tweeting and Instagramming that, so you can see that. And sometimes I do like to go behind the scenes and show some things that I'm doing with the album. So you'll get a chance to see all of those things. But like I said, it's Sir_Foster, and it keeps you posted. It's up to the minute with everything that I'm doing.
As we wrap up here with music extraordinaire, organist for the Atlanta Hawks, Sir Foster, if you could sum up, I guess, your journey up to this point, from where you started, from answering that Craigslist article or, I guess, job posting up until now, how would you describe that?
That's a really deep question. You know, there are several things. I've learned a lot of lessons. When you know, you've got to have faith. You've got to trust in yourself. You've got to, you know, it takes perseverance. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to trust the process. You have to allow yourself to grow. I've learned to be very objective about myself, you know, ask myself tough questions. You know, your faith has to be strong, and you just have to, oh, man, you got to be patient. I've definitely learned some patience, and, you know, just keep going. You have to, most of all, believe that it can happen for you. It being whatever your vision of success is, you know, you have to believe that it can happen for you. And so, you know, there's just been a ton of things. I mean, I could take you back, you know, a couple of years before I was playing for the Hawks, just moving to Atlanta, just saying, you know what, I'm just going to pack up everything I own in a car and just move here. And I don't know how I'm going to make it. I really don't know how I'm going to last beyond next month, but I'm just going to do it. And, you know, I think life rewards you when you're willing to risk everything for your dream. And life rewards you when you take the first step and you don't know where the next step is coming from, but you have enough faith to take the first step anyway. I think life sees that, and the universe kind of shines down and sees that and says, okay, this guy has what it takes. It takes that type of faith. Because truth be told, none of us know where our next move is coming from. So you have to be willing to take that first step anyway. And, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So, you know, desire is the root of all achievement. So just, you know, I've learned about the power of the mind and everything. This whole thing has been a very, very, very deep, unique experience for me. And, you know, I just look forward to continued growth.
All right. Sir Foster, you can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Foster. Sir Foster, we definitely appreciate your time and look forward to having you back on the show real soon.
Thank you guys for having me. I sincerely appreciate you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please help me reward a very talented young man who is one of the bright stars in the composing business and orchestrating business today, Mr. Quincy Jones. And I couldn't possibly think up any adjectives to introduce this next group, so I merely say the magnificent Count Basie and this great organization.
Someone wear side bank and shit. in a hole hanging out the window of a Bentley. I just met my connect, dropped off stone in the blood on JP Rowling. Ain't we ballin'? Got a problem with a nigga bang that bought it. Nigga now DJ ain't like shouting. Don't spit that cocaine like shouting. Saturday on 5 day flame ain't like shouting. Flow don't go insane, I'm mental. Blowing presidential, 20 bricks off in the rental. We official ATL is with plenty A to sell again. DEA on that tell again. We'll tell amigo Melodin. Dope boy trap nigga shit I did. Say you want 100 bricks, well I bet I get. Tell the other sucker nigga tryna rip my city. K-I-N-G, bitch best get with it. All I know I go get it. Swag so silly, checks on dick, I'm wrecked up with it. Got a house color pawns, they stacked up with it. Got a Louis V bag, stay sacked up with it. Big diamonds in my Cuban, they won't be what we gon' shoot in, man. And the A is undisputed, we some legend, best to do it, man.
I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A, in the A.
King shit, Buckingham Palace, and I'm bucking on the motherfucking beat. God damn it, I ain't lost a step, but some of y'all nigga plow to death. This player's ball, I was called the best, and now they only call me Daddy Fat Sacks. I ride a Cadillac with the diamond in the back and the sun rooftop. My diamond said I'm lacking the vitamin D. I need the sun won't stop, shine brighter, rhyme tighter than anybody in your top 10. My knife, my nipple, like a postman, I deliver. See, I'm the letter with the anthrax in it. Pass that, hit it, sniff it, snort it, then don't take a bump, shout it. I take a number cause I'm serving the jump. They wanna jump up and hit me down. I'm brand new, begin, brand new again. Never get old. When I was little boy, they said I had an old soul. Old gold, ride with some pimps on the whole stroll. Now that's loco, and you're local, and I'm global. That means worldwide, like the rising tide. I'm gonna subside and rise again like clockwork. C-Bone is gonna show you how the clock work. Non-violent, though. No violence, just style and hope. From the birthplace of MLK, where everything ain't okay, but KKK, ay! I'm on Malcolm then Martin. Come get some, be a target. Standing in the kitchen with the AK, AK, the shot.
I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A.
Welcome back to the Section 357 show. You can always find us on Twitter at Section 357. But you know how it goes around here. It's time for Last Call or Something Like It. Last Call for Alcohol or Something Like It. Actually, Big Shot Ron, Last Call, what do you have?
Shout out to Sir Foster. Floyd, I'm going to flip it up just a little bit when we talked about pre-show. Talking about music, we're talking about Atlanta. You are a curator of all things hip-hop and ATL. So let me just kind of put you on the spot really, really quick. Outkast, Southern Playalistic, ATLian, some of the more recent things, Speaker Box, Love Below. If you had to keep one Outkast album and one only, which one are you going to keep?
That's the eternal question that I never thought that I would ever have to answer. And I think for all intents and purposes, I would probably take Aquemini. I think that's the one that I would probably take because I think that one album has the best mix of all of the other ones in it in some form or fashion. So I think I would take Aquemini over Southern Playalistic or ATLians or Speaker Box or even Idlewild soundtrack or anything that Big Boy has done solo or Dre has done on his own. I think I would take Aquemini as my one pick if I had to pick one. So yeah, that's the one.
I would probably have to go Aquemini too. I think Aquemini gave the best blend of the young player Outkast as they sort of transitioned into not necessarily quote unquote the mainstream, but as they sort of became bigger stars on the hip hop scene and into pop culture. I think Aquemini gave me sort of the best of both. So I'd have to agree with you, but I think I put you on the spot real, real quick. Your last call, man, before you take us out of here.
Yeah, again, I definitely want to thank Sir Foster for hanging out with us and to talk about his journey and what he's involved with But with that being said, let's put a bow on our show and wrap it up. Thanks to all of our fans out there who continue to support our show and pass the word. You can always find us on Twitter at Section 357. You can also subscribe to and download the show on Podomatic, on Stitcher, as well as on iTunes by doing a simple search for the Section 357 show. With that being said, good luck to you and your favorite teams out there and artists, wherever they might be, wherever you might be. This is the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house. Until next time, take care.
Bay. Oh.